But then the question becomes, what happens if all 15 people die and are unable to serve as president? Actually, there is no answer to that question. U.S. law lists only these 15 positions. If they all die at the same time, then there wouldn't be a clear president of the country. But instead of extending the list or making it longer, our government tries to avoid, or not let happen, the possibility of all 15 people dying at once. How does the government do this? The government never lets the president and all of his or her successors be in the same place at the same time. For example, once a year the president makes a State of the Union address, which is a long speech about how well the country is doing that year. Almost all of the important members of the government go to hear the State of the Union. But one of the people who is on the succession list is always kept away from the rest of the people that day. He or she has to go to another hidden or secret place while the president is speaking. That way, if the building is attacked during the State of the Union, there will still be one person alive who is on the succession list, and he or she can become president.